Subis Perek Tes Mishnah Vov. Holcha Mikeva Bailo Lebeis Avio. She went, we're talking about a fresh almana, and she didn't move back into her husband's house, which she has a right to, by the way, until she collects her ksuba. She has a right to live off her husband's nechasim. She didn't. She moved on. She went either Lebeis Avio, or she chozra Lebeis Chomio. Well, Taka, she did return to her husband's house. We call that Beis Chomio. We had that lashon in the 8th parak also. V'loy nasis apetropo. The nekuda over here is that she wasn't nasa an apetropos on his nechosim. Ein hayoshin mashbi noiso. So if she's not an apetropos, then they don't have a din to be teveya for a shvua, which we learned in Mishnah Dal is a din that if she has a koyach apetropsus, so then they could be teveya her for a shvua. Well, what are we talking about over here? So the Rav says, Holcha Mikeva Bailo. He says it's going on Zusha Potra Bailo Min HaShvua. The husband had written her a loshen of patterning her from a Shvua. So Mela, they don't have a right to be Mechayiv her with a Shvua either. See, here Fashtetzach that the husband doesn't have a right to be Mechayiv her, there's nothing to be Mechayiv on. She wasn't Nasas Apetropos. The Sefer is the Chiddush Vim Nasas Apetropos. If she does have some type of jurisdiction, power of attorney on his nechasim, so then hayoshim mashbin oisala osid lovoy on her right now when she assumes some type of custody of his assets, of his nechasim, they could be tevei her on that. How do you invest the money? Where do you put the money? Where do you put? Then mashbin oisala amasha ovar, and they can't be mashbia her on that which took place while she was married to the husband. That's the knetch over here. So the knetch that's over here is that even though they patted her, like we explained from Rashi and from the Rav, that he could only patter her on tvias that would have to do with his nechasim. Now that the nechasim passed to the yoshim, so it's true that the father signed off that his almono could take care of the bank account and she could take care of the business, but she's really taking care of the business on behalf of the Yoshim. They have their own claim. The father could pat as much as he wants. They have their own independent claim. So therefore, they could be mashbia, but that does not bring back their right to be mashbia her, al mashova, even though they're claiming you stole from our father while he was alive. That they don't have a right. The father was mashbia. This is the way the Rishonim explained this. There is an opinion over here of Rav Haigoin where he explains that we're not talking about with a Baal Patered. We're talking about that after the husband dies, the Yoshim Bechlal, even without a Ptur, cannot be Tever the wife on any misappropriation, mismanagement of the business that they claim happened while the husband was alive. This is a Chiddush. Rishonim were not Mekabel that. Rosh says the Halach is not that way. Theoretically, the Yoshim can't claim that she mismanaged the business. They could be Teveya her. The same way Yoshim could always be Teveya somebody who stole money from their father. Could always go after somebody. The father had a Shutiv. The father died. They could go after the father's Shutiv. They don't know. Say their Shutiv could always be Teveya with a tiny Shema. So therefore, that Taina of Rav Haigoin is rejected. And Lamaisa, we're talking over here about the Did Pater. Afilohochi, the Yoshim, do have a claim because their claim is an independent claim, like we said. The rioter of Haigoin would be because the Loshon over here of the Sefer, L'chor, is extraneous. In Nasas Apetropa, the Yoshim have a right to be Teveher. Vein Mashbino Yisam Ashav, they can't be Teveher on what happened during the father's life. L'chor's Pasha, the father patted her from Yeshua. So why would you have to say it against Mashma? The father didn't patter her. This Kasha, the Shita asks from the Rishonim. The answer to that, the Rishonim say, is that there would be a Havamina over here, that even though the Yoshim don't have a right to be Teveya on behalf of the father, and the Betzim don't have a Schus Tvir, but there's a concept that's called Gilgul Shvua. Gilgul Shvua means when a person has, we won't go into all the details of it, Mavur and Bab Metzia, more, that when a person on one claim doesn't have a Koch to be Mechayev Shvua, but he does have another claim, so he can be Megalgal, he could add on to his list of complaints that he could be Mashbia, even that which he wouldn't have an independent Koyach Hashba. A person has a Koyach to be Tever, Reuven has a Koyach to be Tever Shimon, Al Tzashoymer. So tacked on to the chiyuvim that he thinks was Shimon became mechuyiv in the context of Shmira, he can also throw in a chayiv that he says also, by the way, you borrowed from me $100. Independently, maybe it wouldn't be a claim. Shimon says, no, I don't owe you the money. But now that Shimon anyways owes a shvua, because what happened to the behemoth he gave last week? Oh, it died. Okay, he has to back that up. There was Mesa Kedarka with the shvua, so then it'll be mechuyiv also on another claim. There would be room to think that over here the Yoshim would be able to claim agav, their own claim, also the claim on the behalf of the father. Lemaisa, that's not the halacha. They patented it. The Gemara Lemaisa says that there would be a makom for Gilgul shvua, and the reason over here is a special takana that we don't want the wife to be meneah from serving on behalf of the husband's assets. If you're going to make her too nitty-gritty with tvias, whatever's new, lacha mois bailo, that you could be tvea, whatever's b'chayov, you can't be tvea. That's the halacha. Okay, Mishnah Zayin is a separate halacha. Till now we've been learning about the shvua between a husband and wife, or between a wife and the husband's estate, the yoshim, in the context of money that might have been misappropriated. But there is a shvua on the ksuba itself. A woman has a shtar ksuba. She could always collect masayim. Even if she doesn't have a shtar ksuba, shtar wasn't written. We have the fifth peg. Even if a shtar wasn't written, she has a tefillah. It's an outstanding claim. Lemaisa, Chazal instituted a new shvua called a poigemes ksubasa. Poigim, which is a lashon of creating a mum, like biting off a piece of something, she bit off a piece of a ksuba. What would that mean? That means that she was paid part of her ksuba. Now, on a deraisa level, there can't be such a shvua, because the klal hagodol of shvuas is that they're only bichdei lifter memom. A person always makes a shvua, or in the cases where he's mechuyev a shvua, shvuas ma'ida b'miktzas, shvua yidei tvias eilechod, shvuas hashemim, always to say that he's not mechuyev. Here she's making a shvua in order to claim. There's no such thing as a shvuas hanoitlin mideraisa. This is a shvuas hamishnah. Shvuas HaMishnah is described in the Mishnah and Shvuas. The Shvuas is the same. It's the same Shvuas Chamura b'Nikitas Chayfetz. It's not like a Shvuas Heses, which is a Shvuas only from Chachmei HaTalmud. This is a Shvuas Chamura, and Chazal instituted it for certain claims that need to be backed up, but they're Gesunta claims. Marshall, let's say you have employees. We're not going to get into the details. You have an employer who is busy with 200 people paying, and he doesn't remember if he paid the employee. Bederech Chal, the employee, will have more of a nemonis on his own paycheck than the employer who is dealing with a lot of people. So therefore, Chazal half believed him, but they will mechayiv the employee in order to claim his paycheck. He has to back it up with a shvur. And there's a number of examples that are similar to that. One of them is a pegemis b'ksuba also. She was moedah, she was paid part of her ksuba. Chazal were afraid that she wasn't so medactic how much she was paid. So therefore, Chazal will mechayver in order for her to be medactic that the pegemis b'ksubasa has to claim the remainder of her ksuba with a shvur. Now, really, it's a little bit of a mirror of a moedah b'miktzas, right? She's claiming her ksuba is mesayim. She's claiming she's still owed 150. He says, no, I only owe you 75. No, it's a moedah b'miktzas. But, like we said, a moedah b'miktzas is always a shvur poteres. And over here, it's a shvur that the tevas is making. Certainly not a shvu deraisa. Besides for that, the Gemara points out that there's no such thing as shvua what's negea to karka. Not only can't there be a shvua on a claim of karka, but even a kfiras shibud karkois, where the tfiya is primarily on a shibud that's collectible from karkois also, even though it's a dollar and cent amount, but since it's collectible primarily minha karka, therefore, it's a tvias karkois. Here, ksuba certainly is collected from a ksuba. Now, what happens after the goyim came along, like we've pointed out, and we've said that the goyim were misakin that tvias ksuba to an isha is from metaltlin? Would you say that turns it into a tvia on metaltlin? That's a good question. It's a machlok sushainim. Do we see the shvua now primarily still on the karka? There's a takona that the goinim hold that she can also collect from a talmud, but that's a chefta of the shvua. Is a shvua, is a tviya on karkois, there's no shvua for that. Or we say, no, the tviya is on karka and on a talmud. So, call it a Tviya Metaltel, let there be a Shmua on that. But anyways, the other reason is Negev, that there's no such thing as a Shvuah Sanoitlin, as a Shvuah Deraisa. So it's a Shvuah Derabonon. Now the truth is that the Gemara's Mavur, that this Shvuah is Lav Dafka, only by an Isha, it's by Emi Pegemet Shtore. A Reuven and Shimon, Reuven comes with a Shtar, and he claims that part of the Shtar is claimed. Shimon says, the Shtar said 200, Reuven says, you still owe me 150. Shimon says, no, I paid you 100, I only owe you 100. It can't be Chai V'Shua, it's Moedim Mixes, first of all, it's a Shtar, second of all, it's a Shua Sanoitlin, but the Chiv, the Rabbonon, or the Shua Samishnah, of Pagim Shtar is there also. The next case in the Mishnah, the Echod Mi'ido Shehi Perua. It's not that the Baal said that the Ksuba is Perua. It's more than that. It's not just his claim. It's that he has an Erechot to back him up. So here again, it's sort of an opposite of a Shvuah Deraisa. If somebody has a claim that's backed up by an Erechot, it's Mechayev Aloive, even if he's Kofer HaKoel, to back up his Kfira with a Shvuah. But over here is a Shvuah Sanoitlin, so it's not a Shvuah Deraisa, it's a Kfira Shvuah HaKoel. But over here also there would be a Shvuah Samishnah. There's one Knech over here, in that the case where the husband is saying, I paid you, he has to be a bari. Because for him to be mechayev v'shvuah, he has to say he knows that he paid more than she's claiming she was paid. Ve'ed echod lav dafka, does he have to know how much he paid? It's not like Sapaiskul and I said, whether a shvuah said echod needs a bari of the teveya to go along with the echod, or it's enough for Shema. He has the brirus, he has the bari of the erecha, that's enough to be mechayev v'shvuah. Then the Mishnah continues. So the Mishnah says on that loy to parel v'shvuah. So about it's mechayev her v'shvuah. Minichse yisoymim, minichosim v'shubadim. Let's say she's not collecting from the husband. She's collecting from nichse yisoymim. The husband died. Minichosim v'shubadim, she's collecting from lekuchos. Sheloy b'fonov, or the claim is being processed. We don't know what the husband would say. He's not here. He went off on a trip. L'maisi, you don't want to leave her not being able to collect. So over here we taina for him, that's called taninon, and the halacha is in all these three cases like tepara ela b'shvuah. We'll add one detail. Obviously, if she doesn't want to be nishba, she's not going to be able to collect the money that she wants. What happens if she was already teifus from the husband's estate, and now she claims that the money is coming to her because she's owed ksuba? They claim no. The husband claims, let's say, the money was paid. Since the shvuah is only dirabbonon, so if she doesn't want to be nishba, she doesn't want to be nishba. Lamai says she's a muchzik. If the shvuah would be deraisa, the halacha would be mitach sheni yochel l'shav mishalim. But that would be only where she's a defendant. Over here, she's really claiming it's a shvuah dirabbonon, so mela she can keep the money. That's what's mavur over here in this din.